Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The agapanthus, also known as the lily of the Nile, is a beautiful early summer flowering bulb native to South Africa. Now, they're blooming beautifully all around the Baton Rouge area at this point. You can see them holding up their big clusters of blue flowers on long stalks coming up from the foliage. Now, when you look around at agapanthus, you may not appreciate the diversity among this particular plant. There are all kinds of agapanthus out there. Now, that's because there are several species that are native to South Africa. They've been bred together and hybridized, and there are literally hundreds of cultivars out there available. And there's a lot of variation between the different cultivars of agapanthus. First off, the height. The height of the plant can vary. There are little short varieties of agapanthus that stay under a foot tall when they're not in bloom, and other agapanthus that get to be over 2 feet tall, just the foliage. And the flower stalks extend the height of the plant considerably when they're in bloom. So you need to look at the plants in bloom at the nursery when you go there. Look at the different sizes and the different shapes, and make sure that you choose an agapanthus that is the right size for the location where you intend to plant it. Now, the leaf size also varies. On the smaller growing agapanthuses, the leaves are a bit shorter and they're narrower, a bit more grass-like. On the large growing agapanthuses that send up flower stalks, 4 feet tall, well, those agapanthus can have long leaves that are very broad and coarse in texture. So the leaves also vary quite a lot. And then finally, there's the flower color. Now, all of the agapanthuses produce flowers in clusters on long, bare stems that come rising up out of the foliage. The flowers range in color from deep navy blues to medium blues to very pale sky blues, all the way to white, and really every shade in between. So again, when you're selecting your agapanthus at the nursery, decide what color you're looking for. You're looking for those nice, deep, dark navy blues? Do you like the beautiful, clean white of the white agapanthus? You can choose among any of those. One thing to say about the agapanthus color, and people contact me about this on occasion, sometimes white agapanthus will show up in the midst of a clump of blue. You bought blue agapanthus, you never saw white, and all of a sudden, there's white agapanthus blooming. This occurs for two reasons. They usually put more than one plant in a pot when they're growing agapanthus, and sometimes a white one may simply slip in and start to bloom later on in years after you've planted it. Sometimes the seeds will fall to the ground. Agapanthus do make viable seed, and a seedling may come out and bloom white. So the agapanthus can't literally change its flower color, but sometimes you do see an odd color, a flower come up in the midst of a clump. Now, when you want to plant them in your landscape, you want to put them in a good location where they'll be happy. First off, they love the sun, so choose a sunny location. If you plant them in a shady spot, the blooming is going to suffer. They simply won't flower as well. But agapanthus don't care for the intense heat we have in July and August in particular. So if they can get a little bit of afternoon shade, that's really very much to their liking. Add some organic matter like compost or manure to the bed prior to planting. That organic matter will enrich the soil. Now, agapanthus are very drought tolerant once they're established. Water them as needed through their first year in the ground, but once they're established, agapanthus never really need to be watered. They get plenty of irrigation from the natural rainfall we have, so don't water these plants too much. If you do, you'll rot them out, and they won't like that at all. You know, blue is such a welcome color in our landscapes, and this is an outstanding, reliable plant that blooms for us every year around about the month of May, lingering on into June. Think about planting some agapanthus now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.